Radha Krishna, my goal. Jivana Marani Gati Aranahimo. In life or death, I don't know anyone else. Waiting for a translation. Kalindira Kule Kele Kadambiravane. I want that on the bank of the Kalindi, the Yamuna, in a forest of Kadamba flower, Kadamba trees. Gurudev always says I speak too fast. It's not true, is it? One time Gurudev said, I was so embarrassed when he said it. There's one guy from England called Ramakanta. No one can understand a word he says because his accent is so thick. Guru said, there's only two people I can never understand. One is Damodar Maharaj, the other one is Ramakanta. And Charu Chandrika. That was a bitter blow to the false ego, I tell you. Therefore, he says, I want on the bank of the Yamuna, in a forest of Kadamba trees, there, Ratana Vederu Para Bosabodujan, the two divine couple, Radha Krishna, will be sitting there. Sham Gorianga Dibachua Chandana Raganda. Sham and Gaur, Krishna and Radhika, fair complexion and dark complexion. I will offer them sweet smelling sandalwood, chamara dulebe kabi heri mukha chanda, and I will fan them with a chama, a fan. Gatiya malati mala diba doha gale. I will make a flower garland of malati flowers and put around the neck of the divine couple. Adara telio dibu kapura tambuli. I will offer them spices and herbs, betel nut in their mouth. Lalita Vishaka Adi Jatasaki Brinda, under the guidance of Shiksha Gurus, Lalita and Vishaka. Of course, Narottam Das won't be a man there. This is in his form as a gopi. There was a young gopi. I'll be under the guidance of Lalita and Vishaka. And under their guidance, I will serve the feet of Radha Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasaranu Das. All this is made possible by the mercy of the servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seva abhilasa kori naratamadas. This is the desire that in which way I want to perform seva. Therefore, you think of that verse when you chant Harinam, what will happen to you? What's your name again? Revati. What will happen if you chant this? Think of this while you chant Hare Krishna. Must be. Otherwise, something, we shouldn't sing this, then why they've been given? Therefore, we have to fix our goal. Okay, don't believe everyone. You should believe the words of those persons who have achieved perfection, not those who are only talking about it. Therefore, all his desires were fulfilled on the road to Vrindavan. Therefore, we should also have some desires on the road to Vrindavan, but don't have any bad desires. Otherwise, you'll get a flat tire on the way. Therefore, Akura, having been honored so much by Krishna and Balaram, he was seated very comfortably. That time, Parikshit said to Sukadev Goswami, Sukadev Goswami said to Parikshit Maharaj, O King, what is unavailable for those who have taken shelter of Krishna, the husband, the goddess of fortune? Therefore, after meal, Krishna, Balaram, the whole family, Nanda, Yasoda, maybe Yasoda was not there, Krishna asked, my dear uncle, Akura, I can remember Akura's relationship. Devaki had some other sisters. Akura is the brother of Devaki. Therefore, he's Krishna's uncle. Therefore, there's so much relationship there. A family member. My dear uncle, was your trip here very comfortable? Foot's fallen asleep. May good old fortune be yours. My dear uncle, as long as Kamsa is there in Mathura, then what the use of asking about your well-being? There must be so much disturbed. Akura is so much cruel. Kamsa is so much cruel. He killed his own nephews. There was no need to ask about your well-being because all of you are like sheep living with a butcher. He can kill you at any time. It described that Narad Muni, when he saw that Krishna was so much absorbed in his Vrindavan pastimes, Narad Muni had to go there and remind, hey Krishna, remember the reason you came to this world? You've got to kill the demons like Kamsa, relieve the burden of the earth, do this, do that. Then Krishna remembered, otherwise Krishna had completely forgotten. Afterwards, we'll hear that Krishna told Uddhav, Uddhav, such a happiness in Vrindavan, I didn't even know if it was day or night. Such a happiness I experienced there. But Akura has come to change Krishna's mood. You have to remember, you're not just the son of Nanda and Yasoda. You're not just a coward boy. You're the Supreme Lord with duties and responsibilities to perform. Get a job. If what Guru Maharaj says, of all the incarnations, Krishna is the happiest. Because all the avatars have a responsibility. He said, Lord Ram, so many duties to perform. Got to be the perfect king, the perfect brother, the perfect husband. Maintain the citizens. Lord Vishnu has many headaches. Maintain the world, destroy the demons. Perform the acts of creation, maintenance and dissolution. But Krishna has none of these things. Krishna has no responsibility. All he has to do is take the cows out. He has no headaches of maintenance and creation. Therefore, Krishna has some features which are not present in any other incarnation. And amongst all the forms of Krishna, Gopinath is the topmost form, as Dilalit. In Dilalit form, Krishna is Nischinta. He never has any headache, no problem. Parihasya, Nipun, he's expert at joking. He is also Prayasi Vasibhut. He's also controlled by his beloveds, the gopis. No other incarnation can be like that. Therefore, Akura came with that duty to change the mood of Krishna. That Krishna has to realize he has to do many other functions. Kill Kamsa, save his parents who are still in the jail. Therefore, Akura, by speaking, Krishna's mood as being Brijendananda and Krishna and Vrindavan changed. And some mood came of Krishna being the Supreme Lord. Krishna thought, how much suffering I've caused my parents. They are still in the jail there. Because of me, their sons were killed. And they themselves are in prison. He said, Guru Maharaj says, Kamsa used to come and put big stones on the chest of Vasudev just to torture him even more. Therefore, Krishna came in the mood of fighting. That rascal Kamsa, I'll go there and finish him. Akura was very happy. I've done my job. In response to Akura's request, Krishna became eager. Let us go to Mathura. He gave Kamsa's message. O Nanda, O Krishna and Balaram, you are servants of the king. You should come here and pay your taxes. Krishna and Balaram laughed. I thought that was funny. Therefore, in the morning, the news came that Krishna and Balaram will leave Vrindavan and they will go to Mathura. Nanda announced all the residents of Vrindavan should bring some tax to give to the king. That time all the coward boys also became excited. Chalo Krishna, we'll go with you and see the big city of Mathura. Everyone was a little happy. Nanda Baba was going, Subal, Sridham, the main coward boys. But the gopis were not happy. The gopis knew Krishna will not return. The gopis felt so much distress, the thought that Krishna was leaving. Their body became so thin, their bangles and dress fell off their body. So much anxiety. Just like, imagine, Subal Peru is in his home. You live in LA, right? Imagine the policeman came to your door. Right, and someone dies in America, right? The police come and give you the bad news. If someone, the policeman come, then you realize there's been an accident, who will you think of? The person you love the most, you must think, oh, something has happened to my beloved. Then when the gopis knew that Krishna was leaving for Mathura, they knew instinctively, he will not return. He is not coming back. This is a terrible thing. The gopis stopped all their activities and became completely stunned, like perfect. They lost all awareness of the world, just like perfected souls. Some fainted, and some remained alive simply by remembering the activities of Krishna. The gopis were very frightened at the thought of being separated from Krishna. Thus, they simply took shelter of his pastimes, remembering his way of walking, his way of talking, his way of joking, his heroic deeds. they thought of those pastimes of Krishna and maintained their lives. The gopis gathered in groups and began to speak about Krishna with weeping bitterly. One gopi said, Aho vidatas tavana kuchit doya. Hey, Creator, you have no mercy. You bring together, Gaurahari is still alive there. You bring together souls, and then for no reason you separate them. Thus you are like a foolish child just giving pain to others. Hey, Creator, you showed us the beauty of Krishna's face, and now you are taking that beauty away from us. Therefore, your behavior is not good. O Providence, O Creator, you are very cruel. Therefore, you have come here in the form of Akura to take Krishna away. They began weeping like that. Therefore, the gopis predicted. Therefore, this day, the next morning, our good fortune will end and the good fortune of the women in Mathura will begin. Therefore, all the prayers and desires of the women in Mathura will now be fulfilled because Krishna is leaving Vrindavan. As Krishna enters their city, they will be able to drink the same nectar from his face that we used to drink. Therefore, they began to cry. Alas, the parents of Mukunda, Krishna, are very foolish. They do not know that he will not return here. Once Krishna goes to Mathura, he will be captured by the affectionate glances of the women of Mathura. He will not return here to Vrindavan. Therefore, they said, let us go and approach Krishna and stop him personally. What can our family members do to us now? Alas, our hearts are so wretched that we have not died, even though Krishna is leaving us. Therefore, the gopis were thinking of all the activities with Krishna. Then, in the early morning, Krishna stepped on the chariot and went to Mathura. That time, the gopis forgot all shame and cried, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. 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 Thus, as Krishna and Balaram got on the chariot, some gopis could not move, some fell unconscious. Some tried to hold the reins of the horses, weeping bitterly. But Akura was so cruel, he cracked the whip and the horses drove between the fallen bodies of the gopis. And Krishna glanced back and promised, if I see, I will return. Thus the gopis remained emotionless like a figure in a painting, their life and their minds they sent with Krishna. They remained still as long as they could see the flag of Krishna's chariot departing. They could no longer see the dust raised by the wheels of the chariot, and the gopis turned back without hope that Govinda would ever return. They began to spend their nights in the forest of Vrindavan simply hearing and chanting of Krishna's name. The gopis never returned to their homes. That place where the gopis last saw Krishna, that place is called Kadamba Keri, Udav Keri, also another name. Therefore, the gopis, Guru Maharaj goes there. Guru Maharaj's mood is always so deep there. He said, this place is not made of dust or stones or trees. This place is made of the tears of the gopis. Therefore, Panam Guru said, our supreme occupation is to render service to the residents of Vrindavan after Krishna has gone to Mathura. Therefore, meeting with Krishna is one happiness, but being separated from him is another type of devotion. Milan and Viraha, meeting and separation for Krishna like two banks of a river. As Akura came to the border of Vrindavan, that place is called, what's it called? Brahmarad, isn't it? Brahmarad Akura Ghat. That is the border between Vrindavan and the beginning of Mathura. Akura stopped the chariot there. That time was midday, time for his Gayatri. Akura is not like us, Ram Ram Hari Hari, and running. Akura stepped off the chariot. Very strange behavior. The Supreme Lord is right there in his chariot. He's getting off the chariot to go and meditate on the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna. Afterwards, we'll hear when Krishna told the gopis to meditate, what the gopis gave answer to Uddhav. We'll hear that tomorrow morning. I'm sure. Try and everyone can. Who's working on Mr. Gore working tomorrow morning? Really? Good. Got your food stamps? Be ready. Radharani says, anyone who hears this katha of Krishna, they must become a homeless beggar. Akura got off the chariot. He took bath there. When he went under the water, what did he see when he came under the water? He saw darshan of his worshipful deity, who is Garbhadaksai, Kiridaksai Vishnu. When he went under the water, he opened his eyes, and what did he see? Kiridaksai Vishnu, Krishna in the form of universal maintainer, lying on the huge bed of Ananta, the transcendental snake. It's a long story. Surrounded by many, many rishis and sadhus who are offering prayers, Akura became astonished. He opened his eyes, went above the water and looked. Krishna and Balaram were still in the chariot. He went down under the water, and again under the water he saw Krishna and Balaram in the water. He became surprised. He opened his eyes, looked up. Krishna and Balaram were still in the chariot. He became completely bewildered. He became happy also. Is Krishna and Balaram there? Or are they here? Are they in my mantra? Are they in my heart? Are they in the water? There he had darshan of his worshipful deity, Kiridaksai Vishnu. Because Kamsa was a little bit afraid. Akura was a little bit afraid. This Krishna Balaram, a little bit weedy, not so powerful. How they can kill a big monster like Kamsa? Therefore Krishna showed his form as Ananta and as Vishnu in the water. Then Akura gave up his fear. Oh yes, that Vishnu and Ananta is the same as Krishna Balaram. Akura became a little bit satisfied. So we have a little bit more time. When Krishna came to Mathura, in Mathura they also worship Krishna, but the mood of opulence is there, respect or in reverence. But in Vrindavan there's no in reverence, there's just pure love. Therefore a difference comes in Krishna's behavior and the behavior of the residents of Mathura. Therefore, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes, Janava, what did he describe? That Krishna Balaram got off the chariot and went back to Vrindavan in a hidden form. They never leave Vrindavan, but Akura could not understand. And Krishna Balaram's expansion stayed on the chariot and went to Mathura. Confused, Crow? Okay. Here at 50 times, even Akura was confused what to speak of you. Even Akura could not understand that. So much confusing the pastimes of Krishna. Therefore, as they came towards Vrindavan, as they came towards Mathura, Akura was afraid, I'm not going with you. Maybe Kamsa will cut off my head. You guys go alone. I will go back to my house. Afterwards, you may come to my house and visit me. There, as Krishna, they stayed on the outskirts of Vrindavan. The night they stayed there, and the next morning, Krishna Balaram went for tour. Nanda Baba warned them, boys, be careful. This is not Vrindavan. Don't steal anything here. You'll be put in jail. And whatever you do, don't let you boys who are with Krishna, don't call Krishna Balaram ki jay. Kalawa balawa ki jay. Come on, Vijay. Everyone was happy to call the name of Krishna Balaram except for Kamsa and his associates. Nanda Baba said, don't call too loudly Krishna Balaram because this is the abode of Kamsa Maharaj. If you have to chant anything, then say, Kamsa Maharaj, Kijay. Otherwise, some problem could be there. And don't steal, this is not Vrindavan. Krishna Balaram went on their tour of Mathura. Lord Krishna desired to see Mathura. Therefore, in the evening, he took Balaram and the coward boys and entered the city. Describe the opulence of Mathura, very vast, expensive city. The women of Mathura, before they had only heard about Krishna, now they got a chance to see him directly. When they heard Krishna Balaram are coming, the same like the gopis, some were eating, they left their meals, some were decorating, they left their decoration, then they ran on the roofs of their houses to see Krishna Balaram walk by. Those who were taking their meals abandoned them. Others who were taking bath abandoned that and ran there. Some were sleeping rose and ran there to see Krishna. Others were breastfeeding their baby. They ran to have darshan of Krishna and Balaram. Krishna strode like a mad elephant. He walks very proudly and very attractively. All the women were drinking the beauty of Krishna. That time, the ladies of Mathura had only heard about Krishna. Therefore, as soon as they saw him, their hearts completely melted. They took Krishna into their hearts through their eyes and embraced him there. Thus, all the symptoms of ecstasy manifest in their bodies just by seeing Krishna. When we see the same Krishna, we are not feeling anything like that. Therefore, yadasma saram hridayam abhatudam. Those who, despite chanting the name of Krishna, their heart does not melt and the hairs of their body do not stand on end, it means their heart is like a piece of stone made hard by many, many births of offenses. Therefore, the ladies of Mathura, when they saw Krishna Balaram, they cried, Aho gopyas timakim acharam mahat yahi etav anupashyanti nara loka mahotsava. Oh, what good fortune the ladies of Vrindavan must have had, because they had the festival of seeing Krishna every day. We are only seeing Krishna for the first time. At that time, Krishna was still dressed as a coward boy. Krishna thought, now he was thinking, I am a son of Vasudev and Devaki. Therefore, this dress as a coward boy is not a fit place for the big city like Mathura. This dress as a coward boy is fit only for the forests of Vrindavan. Therefore, I need a change of clothes. By good fortune, or bad fortune if you're the washerman, the washerman of Kamsa had a big load of laundry. He was taking it for washing. That time Krishna said, my dear laundry man, you don't know me, I'm the nephew of Kamsa. Please give us some nice clothes. We are visitors to your city. We want some royal paraphernalia. Please give us suitable garments for the two of us. We certainly deserve them. If you grant this charity to us, you will undoubtedly get the greatest benefit. Thus requested very humbly by the Supreme Lord, that washerman became very angry. He said, you impotent low-class boys, you are accustomed to roving in the forests and the mountains. How dare you put on royal clothes that are owned by my master Kamsa? These are the king's personal possessions. Oh, fools and idiots, get out of here. Do not beg anything like this. If you want to stay alive, you better get out of here. When someone is too bold, the king will punish them with death. Thus the washerman began shouting. Krishna cut off his head with his hand and took the clothes anyway. Therefore, that washerman also has a history. That washerman was the same washerman that criticized Sita. Therefore, Krishna gave him payback. But anyone killed by the hand of Krishna gets liberation anyway, no loss for them. Therefore, Krishna always works for the benefit of others. When he chastises the demons, that is for their benefit, to give mercy. And when he gives mercy to others, that is also to give mercy. Therefore, Krishna's chastisement and his affection are the same because they're both designed for the auspiciousness of that person. Therefore, the clothes are very long because Kamsa was a monster. Therefore, the sleeves were going down here. Krishna was dragging. The pants were 10 feet too big for him. They went to a stitcher. They stitched the clothes very nicely to fit the forms of Krishna Balaram. The coward boys said, we'll take some of them also. All the boys were now dressed in royal paraphernalia. That time, one weaver came forward and offered Krishna some nice shawl. Therefore, Krishna and Balaram now looked supremely attractive. One white, they looked like two young elephants, one white and one black, decorated for a festive occasion. Krishna blessed the weaver with freedom from birth and death. All he gave him was a shawl, and Krishna gave him liberation from birth and death. Then they went to the garland maker Sudama, who gave them a very nice garland each. That time, Krishna blessed him also with the supreme destination. Now, as Krishna was walking, one hunchback woman. Her name was Umudiri. Sorry. Her name was Kubja. Guru Maharaj always jokes with Umudiri. I'm not saying Guru Maharaj always jokes. One old lady lives in her ashram. She's a very high-class devotee. Therefore, there was one hunchback lady. Her name was Trivakra, bent in three places. Who is she? Remember in the pastimes of Ram when Lakshman cut off the nose and the ears of that girl? That was Trivakra. Because the Lord arranged for her to be born deformed, Vijay, would you marry a hunchback? You'd probably think about it, but you wouldn't in the end. The Lord arranged that she took birth as a hunchback so that no man would ever touch her. Therefore, she was a virgin, she was unpolluted, and she was Kamsa's personal servant. Therefore, she used to Mehud Seva was making special ointments for Kamsa Maharaj. Then when the hunchback lady was dragging along, don't go there, Hare Krishna. That time Krishna said, "Oh, beautiful thighed lady. Oh, Sundari, all attractive girl. Please tell us, oh, beautiful one, whose ornaments are these four?" So all the boys were too much laughing. And Kubja also thinking, maybe he's joking. No one has ever called me beautiful in my whole life. But seeing the beauty of Krishna, she became attracted. Therefore she said, "Oh, most handsome one, I am the servant of Kamsa. My service is making these high quality ointments. My name is Trivakra." Tri means three. Vakra means bent. "I'm Trivakra." And Krishna said, "That's okay, I'm also Trivakra." See, Krishna always stands in the bending position. His ankle is bent, his knee is bent, and his neck is bent. Therefore, Tribhanga Lalit, Shamam Tribhanga Lalitam Nitam Prakasham. When Krishna stands in that threefold bending form, he is most attractive. Therefore, Krishna said, "You're Trivak, you're bent in three places. Therefore, I'm also bent in three places. We're a perfect match." She said, "My name is Trivakra. Who deserves these ointments? I think you deserve these ointments." Her mind, overwhelmed by Krishna's beauty, by his charm, by his affection, by his sweetness, by his smiles, by his words and by his glances, he completely stole her mind. She began rubbing this ointment on the powerful broad chest of Krishna and Balaram. The white ointment she put on Krishna's body and the dark ointment she put on Balaram's body. Therefore, adorned with these most excellent cosmetics, Krishna appeared even more beautiful. Krishna was so pleased with Kubja, he thought, "What can I give her?" Therefore, he stood on her toes, and with two fingers underneath her chin, he straightened her back. So, the ultimate transcendental chiropractor. Isn't it? Today, one chiropractor came and did a little twisting, but none of us became all attractive like Kubja. Therefore, Krishna pressed down on her toes, and with his fingers, he straightened her back. By the hand touch of Krishna, she became the most attractive woman in Mathura. Simply by Lord Mukunda's touch, Trivakra became transformed into an exquisitely beautiful woman with straight, evenly proportioned limbs, large hips and breasts. Endowed with beauty, character and generosity, Trivakra began to feel lusty desires towards Krishna. She began pulling Krishna's chada. "Oh, hero, please come to my house. I cannot bear separation from you. Please take mercy on me. Have pity on me because you have agitated my mind." So all the coward boys were too much laughing. The hunchback has now become Krishna's new girlfriend. Therefore, the Goswamis have described Krishna's feeling a little shy. Therefore, he was looking at his brother Balaram. Then the faces of the coward boys are also laughing. Therefore, Krishna also laughed and said, "Oh, dear boys, why are you laughing at me?" By his eyes, Krishna said all this. "Can't you see this is not a real woman? This is a joke personified." Therefore, he said, "By eyes, not by mouth. Otherwise, how would Trivakra feel?" Therefore, Krishna said, "Oh, lady with beautiful eyebrows, you are perfectly..." What do you say? "Your house is the perfect rest house for travelers like me. Therefore, Krishna said, "O beautiful woman, by visiting your house, all single men like me can achieve relief from their anxieties." Krishna spoke in this way to joke before the coward boys, so they could not understand his real intention. Therefore, in a hidden way, Krishna said, "You are the supreme shelter of us unmarried men." Therefore, Krishna spoke in the plural sense in order to give Kubja more respect for him, because Krishna was now a prince. Therefore, the Goswami said, "Kubja, she has rati towards Krishna. She has love towards Krishna, but it's not pure. Because she wants to enjoy Krishna's beauty, she does not want to give happiness to Krishna." Understand the difference, Crow? She wants to enjoy Krishna, she doesn't want to serve Krishna. She wants to enjoy Krishna for her own satisfaction. Therefore, she doesn't have pure prema, pure affection. But the Goswamis have given her 1 out of 10, because at least she was attracted to Krishna and to no one else. Therefore, something she has. Therefore, that time comes, had a big bow. We're finishing now as time. That bow was owned by Lord Shiva. It was so heavy, it took 300 men just to carry it. Kamsa had stationed many, many security guards around it. They were wanding everyone for hidden objects. Krishna immediately went in there. They said, they asked Krishna, "You have any ID?" Krishna punched his head off. "That's my ID, buddy." He went in and grabbed the bow of Lord Shiva, pulled it very hard, and cracked it in half like an elephant cracks a piece of sugar cane. All the guards became crazy. They went forward to Krishna. Krishna, with the end of the bow, mashed all those guards like a potato masher mashes a potato. Therefore, Krishna and Balaram finished their tour of the city. They fell in love with Kubja, broke the bow of Kamsa and smashed all the guards. Krishna went home to take rest. Therefore, imagine Kamsa, how scared he was when Krishna was in Vrindavan. When Krishna had come to Mathura, imagine his condition. Therefore, it describes a little bit Kamsa's good night's sleep that night. Kamsa was completely terrified. He heard from his friends how Krishna had broken the bow, had killed all the soldiers, had chopped the head off of the washerman. Kamsa also had no clothes because Krishna had stolen them. Thus, all night Kamsa remained awake. He could not sleep. Therefore, he saw many bad omens. When he looked at himself in the mirror, his reflection had no head. When he looked at his shadow had a big hole in it. When he'd cover his ears, he could not hear the life airs moving like a dead body. He saw himself in a dream, sometimes a little dream, that he was covered naked, riding a donkey backwards, covered in oil. Thus, he saw many omens like this while awake and while asleep. Of course, out of anxiety, he could not sleep very comfortably. That night appeared like millions and millions of years for him. Kamsa had thrown his last straw. Kamsa had arranged a huge wrestling arena. Thus, the musicians were playing the band. Krishna Balaram Jaya, Krishna Balaram Jaya, Krishna Balaram Jaya. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Comes to us, hey, stop that music! And what happened, we'll discuss tomorrow. The wrestling match, what happened to Kamsa, and tomorrow morning we'll discuss Uddhav Sandesh, Krishna's message to the gopis. All those who can come tomorrow morning, try and come. We start very early, 6:30 to 9:30. Sachinanan Gaura Hari Ki, Pradip Pavan Srinityananda Prabhu Ki, Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran Ki, Krishna Balaram Maharaj Ki, Gopremanande Bansha Kalpatur was